Hey church, this is Paul, one of your pastors. Welcome back to the Disciple SBC podcast. Today our topic is ladies, tea, and truth. And to help me talk about that, I'm joined by Kathy and Kelsey. Ladies, how are you doing?
Great.
Doing well.
Great. So yeah, I'm very excited to talk about Tea and Truth. We have some exciting things taking place with this ministry here over 2024. Obviously, this is going to be geared then towards our women, as they will be the ones participating in Tea and Truth throughout 2024. But men, if you're listening, let me encourage you to listen all the way through and to use this as an opportunity to pray for our women, to use this as an opportunity to encourage women that you know at SBC who you think this would be really beneficial for, and to, if you're able to, find ways that you can support ladies to be able to attend and participate in Teen Truth throughout 2024. So with that said, Kathy, for those who may be unfamiliar or haven't attended, what is Tea and Truth?
That is an excellent question. Tea and Truth has been many things over the years. It has mostly, though, and will continue to be a time for women and sometimes teens at our church, part of the church family, to just get together and fellowship, edify, and encourage one another. Also, we eat breakfast, so that's always fun.
Food always brings us together. We are Baptist. That sounds great. So it's a time of edifying, encouraging one another, and it's particularly geared towards our women, right? This is not mixed company. This is women with a time to have good, deep conversations with other women.
Exactly. That's good.
So can you walk us through, Kathy, then what a Tea and Truth gathering looks like?
I'd love to. Our Tea and Truth gatherings usually start with a time of fellowship and eating. So as people come in, we'll just eat and talk about life and what's been going on lately. And then after that, we'll typically hear sometimes from Tangi about what's going on with the church, ways that we can serve, ways that we can gather, maybe events that are coming up. Sometimes we hear about retreats and whatnot. We're going on a conference trip this year, so that would be during that time. Then we'll sing a song together. We'll hear some teaching. And then it typically ends with discussion and prayer. We are adjusting the schedules a little bit this year because we're kind of incorporating those discussion and teaching pieces into one, making it more like a workshop model. So the women are going to be practicing what we're teaching right there at the Tea and Truth.
Great. That sounds like a good time. Looking forward to hearing about that and how that goes. So Kelsey, Kathy started to hint at some of the theme, but can you talk us through what the theme of Tea and Truth is for 2024?
Yeah, I won't require you to give me a drum roll, but it feels like there needs to be some really big excitement because Kathy and I have been in months of discussion about this, it feels. So our theme for Tea and Truth 2024 is discipleship. And many may be thinking back to a recent Sunday school class series where our elders led us a study through the same topic. And in that class, we sought to answer questions like, what is discipleship? Why we disciple? Even who is called to make disciples? Which of course then led to many deeper conversations like the barriers and challenges we face among discipleship relationships. And we encourage the ladies of our church to go back to this very podcast and explore or maybe revisit that series, because our time together at Tea and Truth will not repeat the same content. So instead, what we plan to do is we're trusting that our women have received that foundational knowledge and now are equipped to enter into a discipleship relationship. So we've designed our Tea and Truth sessions to primarily function within that workshop environment that Kathy mentioned, where women are going to actually practice and engage in real life discipleship relationships. So we've been working hard. We've recruited a handful of spiritual mothers within our local church body. They're going to be serving as mentors to the younger women of the church. And throughout our year together, our desire is to build, possibly establish, but definitely to deepen those relationships as we address ways that we will model, we will teach, and we will correct what we believe in our minds to be true about who God is and what we then do with our hands and our behavior. So living out what we know to be true.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm personally very excited to see the benefit that will have for ladies in our church. So discipleship being the theme, yes, as Kelsey mentioned, you can go back on our Disciple SBC podcast, look for that title, Discipleship. And we've got 13 classes that we talked about over the summer of 2023 to look at that and consider that more. But I'm really excited about, getting to actually put meat to the bone, feet on the ground, maybe is a better way of saying that, into these relationships. So that's what I'm excited about. But what are some of the things that you guys are excited about? Kathy, what's one thing you're excited about in regards to Teen Truth?
There are so many things to be excited about. I love getting together with the women anytime, so I'm always just excited just to be with them. But specifically this year, I'm looking forward to having time to sit in discipleship with these ladies to talk deeply about the topics that we've come up with for these six sessions this year, and then getting to take those like things that we talk about back to my everyday life and even continue practicing them with other women outside of Tea and Truth.
That sounds great. Yeah, Kelsey, what about you?
Well, personally, I'm very eager to be in physical attendance. So many listeners know that last year I was diagnosed with breast cancer, which has just required months of chemotherapy treatments and more recently a surgery. And that has kept me out of church quite a bit. And even after our country had endured COVID, I don't think I have ever longed for the physical church body as I have during this past year. So I'm excited to have the privilege to physically be present among the saints because it's these very saints that God has used to give me eyes to see his kindness and his provision for both our physical and our spiritual health. And our family has just been walking through this season of deep suffering and lament. And my heart has been most encouraged by the women who have been willing and courageous to share in just the ways that God has sustained them in similar seasons of suffering. It could be cancer or anything alike. And so these are the women. I'm excited to sit among these sisters in Christ and listen to them retell the ways that God has revealed his faithfulness or demonstrated his goodness, even just providing for their greatest needs. It's a huge encouragement to me. And I hope I get a chance to share more of what God has been doing in my life. And that's really like how I envision Tea and Truth this year. Women sitting physically together, being present and being able to praise God for his work in their hearts. And I'm like, I don't know who wouldn't get excited about that. For sure.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's a wonderful thing that God has given us a church to walk through times of sorrow and lament with, and then to kind of come out of those seasons and being able to help one another as we walk through those seasons at different times and in different ways. So yeah, that's exciting. So Kelsey, back to you. What are you hoping ladies who attend Teen Truth to come away with this year? So yeah, what are you looking for them to come out of this time with?
Well, I think I have to say the Sunday school answer is Jesus, right? I mean, that's our goal in everything that we do.
Amen.
I mean, but that is the truth. So, I mean, we are looking at the model of discipleship from Jesus in the Gospels. And our desire, is that all the ladies who attend Tea and Truth, even if it is just one of the sessions this year, is that they would know and love Christ deeper. And we have just prayed over the decisions we're making this year to help do that, whether it's the teaching topics or the structure of the workshop or the actual discussions that ladies will be engaging in. We want it to set their gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. And that's as sinners, what we need this constant recalibration of our love. I mean, that's discipleship. It's these spiritual mothers who are seeing a need within a younger woman and redirecting her mind to the truth of God so that she can imitate her as she imitates Christ. And as they continue to fix their eyes upon Jesus, we hope that they would be willing to share their journey with another woman in the local church context. But also, I mean, you're talking to a pair of teachers. So thinking about our learning objective has been a big part of how we've designed the year. So we have a long list, as Kathy mentioned. I mean, specifically, we hope that each lady would have a confidence that they have been qualified to be a discipler and that they would feel
That's good.
equipped to enter into more discipleship relationships far beyond the Tea and Truth model this year. We hope that they would be confident to do that because we've provided a plethora of tools and time to practice those tools to walk alongside others who've been following Christ. And overall, we hope that there's going to be an environment that's cultivated through the series of discipleship relationships, really that stem from a deep love for the sisters within the local body. So, yes, overall, my answer is Jesus. We hope that ladies who follow Jesus will be willing to walk alongside others who are doing the same.
That's sweet. Yeah. It's never wrong to say Jesus. That's always a good answer. But yeah, even as you filled that out and thinking about some of the objectives, and yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, one of our desires as elders has been to see both men and women participate in these sort of spiritual tenured, gospel focused relationships that are built not just around yeah, things that we enjoy together, which is wonderful, like teaching, like you and Kathy can gather around teaching, but even more importantly, you can run the race looking to Jesus, who's the founder and perfecter of our faith. So that's great. So Kathy, if you had the chance to encourage someone who's never been before, what would you say to them? And don't just repeat Kelsey's answer because that was wonderful, but how would you encourage yeah, a woman who's never been to come?
And there's lots of reasons to encourage women. I feel like I've been encouraging women to come to Teen Truth for years now. But if we're talking about this year specifically, I would just encourage them to say that we have a place for you. Like we have thought about and planned intentionally this year for everybody in our church. We like look at the guide. Everybody is included. None of you are left out. And if you're a visitor, like we have a plan for you too. Like we have a plan. I'd encourage you that the more that we incur that we are edifying and just spending time with one another. That we will just continue to grow in our relationships, not just with one another, but also with Jesus. And now, got to bring it back. I've always found these events to be encouraging in my relationship with Jesus, but I'm looking forward to just even more of that this year because these types of relationships that we're building with each other will just, it's very similar to what Kelsey said, I know, but it's very, it'll very much help foster our relationships, not just with each other, but with Jesus, and just help us to keep pointing each other to Him. And so we've been praying for you and we planned for you. Please join us.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah. So hopefully, sisters, if you're listening to this and you've not been to a Tea and Truth, this is a personal invitation, yeah, that you've been prayed for and thought about and are continuing to be so as we prep for Tea and Truth. And I say that we, but it's really been Kathy, Kelsey, Tangie as they've prepped for this. I think something important before we end, we need to know when and what when this is going on. So Kelsey, when is the first Tea and Truth this year?
Okay, very plainly, it is Saturday, February 10th at 9 a.m. However, I have more to add because if you know me, I have more words. So, Tea and Truth is a sister ministry to the men's breakfast, and we usually take turns meeting monthly on Saturday morning. So, it's either the first or second Saturday of the month. And this year, thanks to our very diligent mentors, we have already secured those dates ahead of time to best support all the women who are coordinating the schedules and planning for summer beach trips. So they will receive a list of all these dates for the entire year at Tea and Truth when they come to our first meeting on February 10th at 9 a.m.
February 10th, 9 a.m. at our building. That's where this first Tea and Truth will be taking, and then every other month from there through the end of the year. But you'll get those dates. So if you show up, you'll know every other date that you want to know. So thank you, ladies, for yeah, for going through that. Any other comments that you'd like to make?
Yeah, I just think that we can echo the design of our workshop model has changed the Tea and Truth slightly this year. And since our sessions are designed intentionally for the adult women who really are going to spend a vast majority of their time in the session engaging in deep conversation, which often is going to lead to sensitive topics. We just encourage women to use wisdom and discern if it's an age-appropriate conversation for their younger daughters to attend. So based on the maturity of your young daughters, we ask you to consider what would be the best place for them, but also be encouraged that if you're attending and need to leave your littles at home this year, then you will return home with lots of additional skills to continue discipling your daughters.
That's great. Thank you for that. Hopeful. Yeah. So as we're thinking about it, Teen Truth is going to look a little different than it has maybe over the last few years. But Yeah, Lord willing, it'll be beneficial to all of our relationships, including that mother-daughter or mother-child relationships that you might have. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, Kathy and Kelsey, really encouraged by the work that you've put in. I was encouraged when Kelton and I got to sit down with the three of you and think about this. And we spent, I think, 2 hours talking about what this was going to be like. And so we're really excited to hear as you guys have worked through that, what this is going to be like. And yeah, so women, let me encourage you, please, make time on February 10th to be here at 9 a.m. to be at the building to attend. And if you can't February 10th, to be at the next one and make it a priority to be there. It is worth your time. And men, let me encourage you that if you can equip or support a woman that she can be there, do it. It is worth the sacrifice. Kathy, Kelsey, thank you so much for your time on interviewing and doing this podcast, whatever this might be. And yeah, we pray that it's fruitful, and pray particularly that Teen Truth is fruitful over the coming years.